This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Any guesses as to the Marketplace number of the day today? Yeah, all right. It's kind of a gimme. 47, the percentage of Americans paying no income taxes that Mitt Romney was caught talking about on tape. The news that broke last night has brought the tax code in all its local, state, and federal complexities back into focus because, federal or not, virtually all Americans pay plenty of taxes every single day. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
Most of us pay taxes as soon as we wake up.
From ABM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Thomas Cook teaches accounting at Georgetown.
You go to brush your teeth and use the soap, and all that stuff was taxed. Then I'm driving into work, I need to get gasoline. Oh boy, that's a heavy state tax.
Taxes are a part of my morning routine. My newspaper is taxed, and on the way to work, I go to K Street Cafe and Bagel.
Can I get a small coffee, please?
Sure.
That's on the menu for $1.65, but with DC's 10% sales tax,
that is $1.81.
There's very few people out there that you can flat out say are not paying any taxes.
Thomas Cook rattles off a list of taxes.
There's a federal gift tax, there's a federal estate tax, there's a real estate tax that we pay annually on our property. There's a
and
tax
it goes on.
Car,
taxes tax follow me all the way to work.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Andrew?
Where I'm hit with a big tax as soon as I clock in. Tax attorney Clint Stretch reminds me that along with the payroll tax, there are state and federal withholdings.
The Social Security tax that everybody pays if they work is quite substantial.
Thomas Cook at Georgetown points out the federal tax rate isn't as high as it used to be.
But when you start adding in all these other taxes, it's clear that there's a large number of people that are paying in excess of 50% of their income in taxes in some way, shape, or form.
And Cook says the government is always looking for new ways to make money, for new stuff to tax, especially when budgets are tight. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.